Help us today, Lord, to walk in thy way. We need you right now. Look down upon us as we look up. Incline your ear and hear our prayer, O God. Oh, be glorified in the saints as we glorify you. In our bodies, in our spirits, which are yours. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer, I pray, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. The day of the Lord is at hand. The fall feasts are at hand. They are approaching rapidly. As usual, we will observe the fall feasts. They are appointed seasons. We will observe Feast of Trumpets, 12 and 13 September. We will observe the Day of Atonement, 21 September. Feast of Tabernacles, September 26th through October 2nd, and the last great day, October 3rd. All the feast days of the Lord began on the evening before. The evening and the morning was the first day. Praise the Lord, saints. So then you might say, well, what are we going to do? The feast days are for remembrance. The scriptures are for remembrance. The word of God is for remembrance. That means we recall or bring back to mind. And the feast days, they're prophetic. We do know that the first coming of Jesus was the fulfillment of the spring feast. So I don't think it's going to be any different with the fall feast. They will be fulfillment. The coming of Jesus will be the fulfillment of the fall. Now, how that goes exactly, I don't know. I'm not going to argue. We spend too much time with distractions. Many think that the coming of Jesus will be a Feast of Tabernacles. Some say, Brother Stair say Feast of Trumpets. But we do know that the coming of Jesus, he will fulfill all the fall feasts. And we do know that Tabernacles is God dwelling with us. So we do know that that's how Tabernacles will be fulfilled. We living with God, God living with us right here. Okay? All right. In the last great day, of course, time will be no more. We read about it several times in the scriptures. Y'all understand that time is not forever? As much as we move with fear, we understand that. Anybody ever heard of Dolly Parton? She's no longer. A few days ago, she passed away. It's amazing, her name. I don't know if you could speak her name anywhere and it not be recognized, because she achieved fame. It's sort of like Jesus Christ. Most people know the name of Jesus Christ. They know of him, but very few know him. And what Jesus did, of course, far exceed or excels what Dolly did. However, however, people are more likely to remember Dolly than Jesus. At least in, thank you, Lord. Now, people think that the gospel of Jesus Christ has been preached, or the Great Commission. Go ye therefore, teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. So Jesus Christ, when he came, he said, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. John said, repent ye, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And the word is gone throughout the world. Are there some that haven't heard? Probably so. Probably so. But most or many have heard and have just rejected. And we have heard. May we not reject it. May we continue in the faith. So we keep the feast days by remembering them and presenting our bodies. That's how we worship God. Well, I'm going to clap my hands three times I'm going to say Our Father five times, and then I'm going to say Hail Mary six times. That's not how we worship. That's not how we keep the feast days. Okay? We present our bodies. We yield to the Spirit. We're not very good at it. Y'all just let me preach. We're not very good at yielding to the Spirit because we get in the way. But that's how you do it. You present your body and say, Lord, I'm here to worship you. That's how we do the feast days. We say, here, my Lord, we're here in remembrance of the feast days. And then we let God be God. That's how we keep the Passover. We've had called, how do we keep the Passover? We do everything by faith. The letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. So we're going to observe the feast days, understanding that they are prophetic and that they're rehearsals. You understand? Thank you, Lord. But this is full time. It's just a different focus. Jesus Christ is all in all. You start at the beginning. He's the Passover, the first fruits. He's the promised sent. He's the Feast of Trumpets. He's the Day of Atonement. He's Tabernacles, and he's the last. He's all of that, because that's how the Word of God is. Hallelujah. There's nothing done in the Godhead that, you know, all is not involved. Because they're the same. Y'all understand there's only one God? But he manifests in different ways. It's still one. So whatever one does, it's all of them doing it. That's in everything. You speak of sanctification. You speak of comfort. You speak of revelation. That's Father, Son, Holy Ghost. He's a teacher, Father, Son, Holy Ghost. He's a provider, Father, Son. All. Otherwise, we'd have more than one God. Now, it's done that way to manifest certain things. There's different offices and attributes, but the same Spirit. We all have access by the same Spirit. No matter where we come from, who we are, if we get to God, it'll be by the same Spirit. If we worship him, it'll be by the same Spirit. That's where we have trouble. We have our own forms of worship. Yes, we do. We're not good at just trusting God. And that's what God requires. This is when we ultimately say, this is the epitome of saying thou art God, when we trust him. That's it. All of the lip service don't mean anything. Yeah, when we really say he's God, that's when we get our hands off of it and let him be God. Now, that's what God has to do with us. We shouldn't resist. We shouldn't resist. Hallelujah. He's God in the Father, God in the Son, God in the Holy Ghost. Yeah, all three manifestation is the one God. Thank you, Lord. Same way with the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the teacher. It's by the same Spirit. Different gifts. It's the same Spirit. Hallelujah. So we need to come into the unity, endeavoring to keep the unity. Now understand, in the Spirit there is unity. What we have to do is get in there. Now what we like to do is say, I'm spiritual, but I can't do what y'all do. Well, you're not in the Spirit. Come on. If the folk at the ball game can do it, why can't we do it? Well, we can. We can. God said we could. We can. We'd have to quit like men, though. We have to lean not to our own understanding, trust not in our own ability. We just have to, you know, just yield and let jump off the piano. You understand? Don't just trust God. He's able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before his presence with exceeding joy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. All right. Let me see. So we got a letter here from Brother Nathan Belcher. He wrote us a song. Y'all remember Brother Nathan? Did we sing it? Who sang the song? Who did? Y'all, why don't y'all speak up? Yoko, you don't know who sung the song? Okay, see how that is? Y'all need to, come on, step up. Praise the Lord. Who saved y'all?
Jesus.
Hallelujah. See? One spirit. Hallelujah. Now we just continue in that. Huh? He's the Savior. Hallelujah. Well, you say, no, Yahweh saved me. Well, through Jesus. Just understand. Whatever the Father does, he does it through the Son. Huh? That's why he say, he that hath the Father hath the Son. Huh? Praise the Lord. And he that hath not the Son hath not the Father. Understand? Even though they're the same, Jesus Christ is the door. We can't get in through the Father or through the Holy Ghost. No, even though they're the same, we have to come in through the door, which is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. He's the way, the truth, and the life. He's a good shepherd, gives his life for the sheep. He's the Lamb of God, slain from the foundation of the world. He's our great high priest. Can be touched with the feelings of our infirmity. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. So, Brother Nathan's in an institution in Springfield, Missouri. Isn't that good? He can hear the broadcast because God wants him to hear it. Yeah, the broadcast is still on, I think. What station? No, it's St. Louis WEW. There you go. Praise the Lord. Miraculously, God kept us on WEW. Isn't that so? Because he wanted Nathan to hear. And whoever else. Not very many. You understand, just because it's not meant for everybody in Springfield to hear. But it's meant for Brother Nathan to hear. Maybe there are some others, but if you know God, you know there are not many. Because God said that there are not many. And it said so that we would move with fear. In the same way the scriptures say, many run in a race, but only one win the prize. That's so we would move with fear. Well, here we are. God going to save us all. He's going to save one. So that's how we need to run. Everybody understand? We run to obtain. Hallelujah. He's going to save one. His name is Jesus. Hello, brothers and sisters in Christ. Isn't that wonderful? It is Brother Nathan working on getting something that connects to my phone so I can listen to the Overcomer while I work. Are we blessed? Brother, we can hear the broadcast anytime. We have ears to hear. Now we have to apply ourselves. Why do you say that, brother? He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. Or they have ears, but they hear not. They have eyes, but they see not. So just because we have to agree with God. Hallelujah. Whatever we get done, we'll have to come into the union with God. Yeah, absolutely. Whatever. Y'all going to hear what I'm saying this morning? Guess what? You believe everybody's going to hear this morning, Pastor? No. That's not my part. But here's the word. He that hath ears to hear. Don't worry about the one that won't hear. If you got ears, you hear. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I'm working on getting something that connects to my phone so I can listen to the Overcomer while I work. The radio and the Bluetooth speaker are not loud enough to hear over the banging and power tools. So I'm getting a thing called a bone vibrator. It skips your eardrum and vibrates the nerve so you hear everything in your head. I was hoping to hear about the seven tests of Job and the seven thunders on CD. Did he ask for that? Okay, good. Thank you, Lord. Well, he's on the case. He does a little bit better than Robert Davis. Nevertheless, and if you could, please write me back and answer this one question, which I did. Is having enough oil in the lamp? You all got any oil in your lamp? Is that having enough faith, or is it being filled with the Holy Spirit? Or is it both? I've just always wondered that. I'll probably start listening to the broadcast today, and it will be talking about it. He does hear, doesn't he? Yeah. Now, many times we hear people call in and say, well, I heard you, I listen to you every day, but I've never heard you talk about the man of sin. Brother Sarah said, what? You listen to me every day? And you never heard me talk about the man of sin? Isn't that amazing? Now, you all be careful. You all be careful. This is just so we can look at ourselves. Because certainly there must be things that he said that we hadn't heard. Huh? So we should listen up, as they say in the army. Hey, soldiers, listen up. I'm going to tell you something so you can do what you need to do. So when you rappel down that cliff, you don't go over, you know, and leave your rope. All right, listen up, soldier. So when you stand before the king, you can hear him say, well done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Y'all want to hear him say that? Yes, I understand he does not lie. Hey, y'all know God don't lie? Not so with men. They'll give you a college diploma if you give them enough money. They would say, yeah, you met all the requirements. God is not going to do that. Huh? Y'all know people can get a college diploma? Yeah, when they're rich, they just pay them off. They have to do it clandestine, you know, behind the back under the table. But if they got money, bro, they don't have to go to school. No, they don't. But that's not so with God. This is how we deal with God, though. See? And we call this giving honor to God. And we deal with him like an unrighteous, corrupt man. We're not going to bribe God. If that was the case, we couldn't be saved. Thank you, Lord. So if you want to hear him say, well done, you better listen up. You better take those ears that he gave you. You better hear what he said. It's a full-time job. Hallelujah. You will have to get out of the way. This can't be done in the flesh. Impossible. We need faith. Glory, and we need the Spirit. Yeah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We do understand that in the parable, it's a parable of the kingdom. That means the kingdom is like this. You know, it's like the feast days. It means it's an example. So how's it going to be? Like this. There's going to be wise ones, and there's going to be foolish ones. They're all going to hear the same thing. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. The kingdom is like this. And they're going to arise from their little sleep. And then there's some are going to say, not quite ready now. Our lamps are gone out. Can you give me some of your oil? And of course, the wise will say, we can't do that. If we do that, none of us will be saved. So we've got enough for us. And if you want some, you go get it. Because we don't have enough for us and you too. Hallelujah. And according to the parable, or the type of the kingdom, they actually knew because they went and got it. They knew how. They just didn't do it in time. See? There's not going to be one knee that don't bow. They just won't do it in time. Everybody hear what I'm saying? And for us to come in here and look nonchalant and look defiantly at me, this is not good. Huh? Y'all spitting in God's face. Listen to me. Listen to me. Soften up your hearts. Yeah. They're going to go get what they need. And they're going to come back. And they're going to act like they deserve to get in. And the master is going to say, I don't know you. He's going to say, you've been working iniquity. I never knew you. It goes right along with the wheat and tares. You know, you just can't tell them apart except by the fruit. Now, they were virgins, which means something. It talks about purity, cleanness, but foolish. No good. Just like Solomon in his wisdom. No good. All right. Thank you, Lord. So some won't be able to get in. Of course, they won't be able to have a redress. That's what we like to do. You know, I mocked Pastor Rice today. You know, let me have a redress. Well, that'll have to come to an end. If God is God. If not, it don't have to come to an end. But if God is God, then you won't mock him. What does that mean? That means he's going to have the last word. Yes. Huh? That's how you're not going to mock God. You know, all that old Sennacherib said against God, all that Goliath said against God, hey, your God ain't other. But he didn't mock God. You understand that? Neither will you. Neither will you. God is not mocked. For whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. So let's sow to the Spirit and reap everlasting life. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. In Philippians 1, Paul talks about a supply of the Spirit. Huh? What does that mean? Well, it means that there are different degrees, just like faith. Y'all don't know that? Just like talents. Yeah. God gives every man severally as, you know, every man has his proper gift of God. But God is still righteous in all of them. Everybody understand? Just because you're not an evangelist doesn't mean that you're not equal with the prophet. Everybody understand? We're all the same. Yes, God said so. He put no difference. One body, one spirit, one hope. And one member is no good without the others. In fact, without the other, he's not. The only way that we are is in Christ. Huh? And that means in Christ. That's not something you say. That's something that works in you. And of course, as much as we deny the work in us, then it's not done. And that's usually manifest by denying the work in others. Like if you come in here to mock me, then you're denying the work of God. And if you deny it in me, you deny it in you. This is God's wisdom. I know you would like to deny the work of God in everybody else and not in yourself. But as much as you do one, you do the other. And I know you don't believe that either. See? Here am I. I'm Holy Joe, and you know, me and God walk together and talk together, and we're Siamese twins, and everybody else is excrement. That's how. Come on. And they think that they're in fellowship. Yeah, God talks to me and nobody else. That's the case. We can't. If God don't talk to us, we just can't be saved. Why you think He gave you ears to hear? That's so He could talk to you. Of course, we have to give heed to the hearing part because he's the talker. We need to hear. But as men do, they like to reverse the order. We like to talk and say, hear me, God. So we find the scripture, how is it when I call? None did answer because they were talking. See? How is it that they didn't fall in my way? Because they were trying to get God to fall in their way. Thank you, Lord. Whew. So, I'll probably start listening to the broadcast today and it will be talking about it. So, what I say is, whatever situation you're going through, whatever going on here, God will always address it. Of course, we have to be discerning, and we have to be available. If all we want to hear about ourselves, then we're not going to hear what God says. If we're only concerned about what I'm not going to do, and then we're just not going to be in the body. Y'all don't think God's going to give y'all too much to do you? I see. Well, you know what I'm going to say after that. I'm going to hold you to it. And I do. That's why when you act otherwise, I call it wicked.
Amen.
That's me holding you to it. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You ought to make yourself available. Well, we have examples here.
Amen.
Yeah, there are most that make themselves available, willing to help anybody.
Yeah.
Not everybody, though, but that is the standard.
Amen.
You know, it's not, well, they're just the dummies, and we're the smart ones. We don't have Pastor Wright trick us into doing everything. See? Boy, I preach good. Now, when I say that, it's just me giving God glory because I'm just an old wretched man. But this is what he's allowed me to see and understand. See, Brother Tim say bullseye because he understands that I'm telling the truth. There are some in here saying, no, he's not saying it right because they've become dull of hearing. So, the Lord addresses everything righteously. Everything. But if we already have made our decision on how it should come out, then guess what? We can't hear God addressing our situation. But he does. Every time, all the time. You'll hear a word. Huh? Absolutely. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Savior. Hear my humble cry. Oh, thank you, Lord. He said, but please do right back. I did. I just want to be 100% right. The only way to do that is to follow after righteousness. Understand, 100% right is not a geographical location.
Amen.
Or a specific.
Amen.
No, that's what we like to think, but it's not. If you are in Christ, yield it, submit it, then that's right.
Amen.
Anything else is not right.
Amen.
And I know Dolly Parton sang about God. Y'all know that, don't you? Understand the Southern culture. They are known to give honor to God. Yeah, as they do, you know, like many men. Consider yourself. Learn something. You find Southern culture, they're known for hospitality. And they're known to give glory to God. Somehow honor God is what I'm saying. But of course, there's scriptures about honoring God. And that's how most people honor him. In vain. See? But you talk to them about God, they'll acknowledge. See? And they sing songs about him. That's how they honor him. You know, no matter how many somebody done me wrong songs, they'll stick one of them God is good, walk with God songs, you know. So they can capitalize on all the markets. Doesn't mean they know God. Do you know God?
Hallelujah.
Are you known of God?
Hallelujah.
Then we should always testify.
Amen.
Hmm?
Amen.
You know, those that have the testimony of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Hey, is that you?
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Could God have saved? God can save anybody.
Amen.
Huh? But there's only one way God saved folks. Not by being famous and, giving lip service to God. You know, I sing a song, Walk with God. Huh? Y'all ever sing like that? That's not enough. Glory to God. What we need to do is walk with God. You know, Enoch walked with God. Noah walked with God. Why not we walk with God?
Huh?
Hallelujah. And when we walk with God, we can't go in our own way. We like to do it, but we like what God gives us. We just don't want to give up what we need to give up to get what God has. And understand that is how it is. We're not going to receive anything from God with our own stuff. That says, I really don't need your stuff, God. It's like us not trusting God. That's saying, I'm not sure you are God. And God's put enough in us so that we know that He's God. See? And of course, there's enough opposition and contradiction to say that He's not. But there's enough in us to say that He is. And what we need to do is give credit to the He is, not to all the stuff to say He's not. Hallelujah. We should encourage one another. We should encourage the preacher. We should say amen. Yeah. We should be helpers one of another. Thank you, Lord. We should yield our members. Servants unto righteousness, unto holiness, and everlasting life. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Yeah, they called the South the Bible Belt. That's why. You know, they have Bibles and somehow they give honor to God. So did the Pharisees. You understand that. And the scribes. Hey, and the hypocrites. Come on. Yeah, they did. Hallelujah. But yeah, Jesus said, in vain do you worship me. He said, yeah, you honor me with your lips and draw nigh with your mouth, but your heart's not after me. It goeth after covetousness. So not only the southerners, that's how most people honor God. They give Him what they want, and the rest they hold back. We'll never honor God like that. God wants all. Y'all say you know Jesus and don't know that He gave all? Yeah, man, I get tired of talking like this. And we still hold back on God. At least we can say, Lord, deliver me. And, you know, that would be according to His will. And He would hear you. Yeah.
Yes, Lord. Oh, praise the Lord.
Anytime we pray according to God's will. You know, in the scriptures say we have not because we ask not. And the other reason is we ask because we ask amiss. We even might ask for the right thing, but we ask for the wrong reason, that we might consume it upon our own lust. Huh? I want to preach like Paul. Well, what's the reason for that? See? If it's so you can glorify God, He'll hear you. If so you can glorify you, He won't hear you. Huh? Or I want to sit in the dining hall and hear the preaching. Well, why? If it's for the right reason, you'll hear. If it's not for the right reason, you won't hear. And there's some that don't hear. How do you know? I live here. Shouldn't I be faithful to tell y'all that there are some in here that don't hear? And when I say they don't hear, they don't believe? You know why? They don't hear. They don't hear. Praise the Lord. Hear, O Israel. Lord thy God is one Lord. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God. Well, knowing that, I got fear because... I could be one too. I want to hear. I don't want to preach and be a castaway. If Paul prayed like that, talked like that, I want to talk like that too. He said, lest I be a preacher other than be a castaway. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Oh, thank you, Lord. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. He said, work is hot inside the building where I work. People's tempers are being pushed as the 12 hours move on. He works four 12-hour shifts. How about that? Well, in the military sometime, I worked more than that. Of course, I was always on call. But I know it's devils bouncing back and forth from person to person. He has a little bit of understanding. Yeah, that's why I say I have no enemies. We have an adversary. He's the devil. But we have no enemies after the flesh. No, we don't. No, we don't. I'm hoping to find another true. Listen to this. Listen to this man's heart's cry. Don't it make us ashamed? He said, I'm hoping to find another, just one brother or sister in Christ to fellowship. And you know his heart's after God. When we live here among the saints and separate ourselves, that's not a heart after God. That's you refusing God's calling on you. You understand? This, people have a heart after God. Say, I want somebody like-minded. Huh? I want to be with those of like precious faith. Huh? I'm going to set aside everything and I'm going to see Christ in them so we can have fellowship. Because if I determine to see something else, we won't have fellowship. Now, we keep trying it out, but it's never going to work. But when you determined to see something else in your neighbor other than Jesus Christ, you're going to see something else. You understand that? Yeah. And you won't have fellowship because there's no fellowship in all that other. That's why God, there's no fellowship. Now, some in their wickedness would rather still do it the other way and act like they have fellowship. Huh? But they're not all Israel who say they are of Israel. Huh? But all Israel shall be saved.
Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Well, my prayer is, Lord, send him some help. Send him someone like-minded. It is my prayer. Send him someone like-minded. Hallelujah. Deliver him, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now, I do understand that sometimes people speak like this in captivity and speak differently otherwise. I'm just telling the truth. Consider you. Huh? How many of you all are out there and saying, man, I'd like to get down to the Overcomer where the saints are. Come on. Nobody said that? Y'all aren't here without saying that. Hey, come on. Didn't y'all say it like that? You didn't say it like that, Angela? Well, I guess that's why you do the way you do that. Huh? You didn't say, I guess your mom brought you here, right? What happened?
Pastor asked me, would I like to stay here?
Well, did he make you?
No, he asked me.
Well, did he make you? He asked a lot. I've asked folk, and they don't want to stay here. You must have said yes. No? See what I mean? Don't y'all see what's working over here? Now, she's not my enemy, but the enemy's working with her. Yes, he is.
Yes.
Now, if you won't agree with that, he's working with you too.
Right. Amen.
I'm just going to tell the truth.
Tell it.
And if I wouldn't say it, he'd be working with
Amen.
Me. I'm not going to let him work
Amen.
With me. Huh? Now, you know the answer for us about coming here is
Amen.
Yes, I want to be with the saints.
Amen.
If you don't, then get the hell out. We're saints of God here.
Amen.
If your purpose is not to be with us, then move.
Amen.
You're not going to convert us.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Come on.
Thank you.
Come on here.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, help me, Jesus. Yeah, there are folk that have been asked to come here. They just like in the book. They don't want to come. Y'all don't know that? I've asked folk to come. But if they say yes, then I believe they want to be with the saints. And she's trying to twist it around. Come on, say. I guess there's nobody here without being asked to come.
Thank you, Jesus.
Is it?
Hallelujah.
Huh?
Thank you, Lord.
No?
Thank you.
Brother, were you asked to come? Okay.
Thank you, Lord.
How about you?
Hallelujah.
Yeah, we asked to come. I mean, asked you to come.
Yes.
And your mom. We sent an entourage up there to get you.
Yes.
It didn't work. We tried again.
Yes.
Yeah, see what I mean? But come on, everybody here, nobody should be here under duress because I don't want you here and your neighbor don't want you.
Amen.
If you're here and you don't want to be with us, you're in the wrong place. Am I not talking right? Now, for her not to make the right confession lets us know that the adversary is dealing with her. And she's not doing a good job resisting it. Now, she can. Yes, she can. I maintain she can. Don't strengthen her in that. Huh? Don't let her pull you over. The devil, he's looking. Huh? He's looking for somebody to say, yeah, that's me too. He'll find you, you understand. Anybody that have a mind like that, guess what? Absolutely. Praise the Lord. We've seen it over and over again. That's one of the things about living together. There's nothing hidden.
Amen.
Nothing.
Amen.
Nothing hidden.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. You see how she can't hide what's happening in her? It just manifests. It manifests. That's why I talk like this, because what's happening in me is manifest.
Yes.
She could do the same thing. In fact, she has. She's given testimony and said, yeah, I thought Pastor Rice was being mean to me, but no. But see, what happened to her testimony? She need to get it so she can overcome. Same with your testimony. You're going to overcome. You have to. You can't throw it away and overcome. If you said, yeah, he is Lord, you'll have to hold to it. If you're going to overcome. Anybody, why would somebody sit in here and listen to me if they don't have that mind?
Amen.
Come on.
Thank you, Lord.
Y'all don't have a mind to be with the saints? Don't be in here.
Amen.
Really? What's your purpose? What's your intent?
Thank you, Lord.
You can't overthrow God? No, you can't. No, you can't. No, you can't. Hallelujah. In fact, there's nothing you can do against
Amen.
The truth. Nothing at all. Yeah, the devil gives glory to God, absolutely. All the world, absolutely. Even though they say he's not Lord, they say he's Lord. Huh? Because what he says about him is how it is. Thank you, Lord. In fact, that's with everybody. You know what God says about us? That's how it is. Hallelujah. How'd you get down here, Richard? Really? So you just said, I've got a desire, I'm going to show up? You didn't do that, did you? Or did you get an invitation? Okay, then. How about you? Anybody here did it otherwise? Brother, how'd you get here? Long, hard, yeah. Thank you, Lord. If we get into the kingdom, it'll be by invitation.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. And to receive the invitation, we'll have to meet the requirements. Well, just saying, yeah, I'll accept it. That's not it. You'll have to meet the requirements. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So I pray for your deliverance completely, fully. Not back and forth, in and up and down and out. I pray for your deliverance. Absolutely. Absolutely. I pray for our deliverance. Brother Driver, I pray for your deliverance. Well, we still hear that song. You know, I'll forewarn you. You hear that, Brother Driver? Yeah, I'll forewarn you whom you shall fear. Fear God, right? Gonna hold you to it. There's no other way. Fear God and keep his command. We should just move with fear. Now, this isn't the driver we know. Y'all know that. Hallelujah. But the God who called him is the same. Okay, I hold to it. He hadn't done driver wrong. Mm-mm. How do you know? Well, I know God. He can't do that. Hallelujah. In fact, Brother Driver's just like the rest of us. He's gotten less than his iniquity deserved. Huh? The more he said, the more he would get delivered. But you can't get him to say it. See? Y'all don't understand that we can take this mouth and get some light? Huh? You know Angela can say something very much different and get light and get some deliverance? Absolutely. But we believe the devil more than we believe God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I mean, what have I done wrong? Well, I don't have 100%. Or you stand up to preach. How did I get? How does that happen? Somebody tell me how men. Huh? You see why the devil uses us? We reject the truth. I'm not going to say that. Well, you said something else. You might as well say you preach because God sent you. Well, if you say that, then you'd tell off on yourself. Yeah, see? See? Yeah, why do you think I preach? See? Praise the Lord. Well, if you don't know, I know. I don't have nothing to say, nothing to give, except God help me. And he don't make me. I have to present myself. No, he don't make me. No, I have to press on in. Hallelujah. I have to say, yeah, I believe you, God. I believe you, Lord. So I know how it is. That's the life we live. That's why he's given us faith. Because the whole world is deceived. Hallelujah. Let me go on in Jesus' name. Our adversary is the devil. And as much as I'd love for Angela to do different, there's nothing I can do more than I can do. I encourage her. I tell her the truth. But what else? You know. Hallelujah. We do believe that the word of God will accomplish what he purposed it to do. We do believe that the God who's begun a good work will perform it. Till the day of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Oh, I got, help me, Jesus. Did we finish with Brother Nathan? We talked about him having a heart to be with saints. Now, we know that there are people that don't. Praise the Lord. I don't have to do that. I go to the Baptist church. Now, anybody who listened to the broadcast should know that we believe, I believe, Brother Stair believed, that there's only one church. And if you find another church in the Bible, then maybe you should tell us about it. Concerning God, one. One God. One gospel. And Paul said, don't preach any other gospel. And said, even if an angel preach another one, let him be accursed, because there's only one gospel. See? And there's only one church. See? One Lord, one faith. There's one baptism. There's no Baptist faith. Baptists have no faith. Anybody got faith? It's the faith of God through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Makes you talk like this. And it makes you hear what I'm saying. See? This is the faith of God. Y'all know that this is the operation of God. There's nothing you're going to discern about me as a man cause you to hear. No, it won't. No, it won't. Faith comes by hearing. Hearing by the word of God. There's no other way. As much as you reject the word of God, then you reject God. Don't you know by grace are you saved? Yes. Through faith. Yes. And faith cometh by hearing. Yes. Hearing by the word of God. Yes. Oh, I know. Well, I've heard enough. Then you hadn't heard. Hallelujah. Anybody that's heard enough haven't heard. Hallelujah. Huh? Hallelujah. You had enough of God?
No.
Then you don't know it.
Hallelujah.
Then you don't know it. This is very simple.
Woo.
Hallelujah. I present myself so God can do what he want to do. Make me look foolish, make me look stupid, or whatever. It's not about me. No. I present my body. And I believe that that's acceptable. Whatever the Lord wants me to do. And I'm endeavoring to get more and more into that. Whatever you want to do, Lord. I still remember Brother Spencer's testimony It made an impression on me. Yeah. He convinced me and he convinced God. Of course, convincing me is not very significant, but he convinced God. What did he do? He said, God asked me if I wanted to die. And he said, I said, well, God, do you want me to die? See? Oh, we can do that with anything. Huh? Well, God don't ask me. Yeah, I think so. I think so. Hallelujah. See what happened when the word of God comes to us and we refuse it as the word of God, then that's how it is. Everybody understand? Don't tell me you're going to say, I refuse this word of God, but God spoke to me and he said so-and-so. You know how I received that? Come on, say. Who in here said God hadn't spoken to him? You know God's spoken to you, don't you? If not, then you don't know it. That's why he gave you ears, so you could hear. But he speaks how he wants to speak. He speaks any language. I mean, if the trees understand him, the jackass understand him. Huh? The wind and the sea understand. He didn't do wind and tree language. No, he said, peace be still. Come on. When the storm was raging, he didn't find no other language. You understand? He spoke in the spirit. And they said, what kind of man is this? Even the wind and the sea obey him. And they do. Y'all know that he's determined. He has determined the boundaries of the sea by his word. That's how he's determined our boundaries. Huh? Everything is by the word. Now, Jesus Christ is the word. Huh? And the word is coming forth. What we like to say, well, I love Jesus, but I don't like preaching. Hallelujah. Isn't that how we say it? I don't have time for Jesus or preaching. I got time for Jesus, but not for preaching. Hallelujah. Not so. All right. Lord willing, I'll do a newsletter. God will have to help me. That's with everything. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Well, Brother Rice, you think everybody's going to receive you? No. You think everybody's going to believe you? No. No. But I expect you to believe me. Hallelujah. I speak the truth in Christ and lie not. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. So, receive one another, not to doubtful disputations. Isn't that good? Hallelujah. I mean, if I was Jesus, I know, or if I were the devil, if I were Jesus standing here, or if Neil was Jesus sitting there, how would you receive it? Well, if you understand God's commandments, this is how we receive one another. You wouldn't sass Jesus if he's down here speaking to you, would you? No, that's what the devil does. So if he uses you, that's what's going on. Huh? We forgive one another as God for Christ's sake forgave us. We love one another because he loved us, or as he loved us. As he loved us. And he loved us because he loved us, not because we're good. That's how we're to love. Otherwise, we'll never love as none good. We love as Christ, and we can love the no good. That's how he loves. Hallelujah. That's good, though, isn't it? Unto him that loved us, washed us from our sins in his own blood. and hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever. Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, they also which pierced him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, amen. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, I heard Danielle over there. Isn't that wonderful? Somehow giving glory to God. In that day there shall be a fountain open to the house of David and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem. A fountain for sin and for uncleanness. Isn't that good? Hallelujah. Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Hallelujah. There's a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins. That sinners plunge beneath that flood, lose all their guilty stain. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. It shall come to pass in that day, saith the Lord of hosts, that I will cut off the names of the idols out of the land. They shall no more be remembered. Run on, Gino. I also will cause the prophets and the unclean spirit to pass out of the land. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. There's a word that talks about, let's read it here. Therefore, if any man say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not, for there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders. Everybody listening? Inasmuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. They're going to show great signs and wonders. They're going to show great signs and wonders. Great signs and wonders. Of course, we shouldn't follow after signs and wonders. Yeah, signs and wonders follow us. Everybody understand? We follow signs and wonders, we're going to be deceived. Hallelujah. And of course, this in the Philadelphia church age, this was manifest. The folk ran after the signs and wonders. Absolutely. Thank you, Lord. So, those that think that there's another way or there's something special outside of the body of Christ, and we're special, that's in Christ. We are as special as Neil is special. See, no different. Understand? We're not any more special than Charlene. Okay, just make sure you remember that. Then you won't be deceived. Then you won't be deceived. We think ourselves to be some great thing, as much as Owen is some great thing. No different. Not above. You know God's got not a problem with us being equal. Why isn't that enough for man? Because he's wicked. God's purpose is to make us equal. You don't know that? That the problem we're having is we want to be above God. We're going to be made just like him. That's not enough for some. That's not enough. They want to throw him down and overrule him. Being equal with God, not a problem. I mean, y'all don't want that? I'm not saying it right. We're not even, really? That's God's purpose. To make us into his likeness, equal with him. If we're joint heirs, that means we get the same thing Christ gets. Is that not? Huh? Y'all know what joint heirs is? Right. Christ get a little bit, a whole lot, and we get a little bit. Joint heirs. Whatever God's done in Christ, he's done in us. Whatever he's put in Christ, he's put in us. See? Now, if you all let that spirit work with you, that other spirit of you, you won't look happy. There's no other excuse. You might say, well, no, wrong spirit. That's what I tell you.
Yes.
With this good news, come on. The problem with Lucifer is he said, I want my throne above.
Right,
right there is not a problem.
Amen.
You take the worship. Now give it to me. Huh? Y'all take the glory. Now give it to me. And it's manifest in our lives that what we like to do is hold back. We want glory, but we won't give it to God. Huh? And if I tell you about it, you get upset. Huh? No, God don't mind you getting the glory. Just understand it's His. It's with everything. We could say it like this. All that we have received. Or no man can receive anything except to be given him from heaven. So whatever you have is God's. Now, when we hold back, distrust, then we don't say He's God. Y'all know He's God? Hallelujah. He's God when the lightning flashes. He's God when the thunder rolls. He's God way up in heaven. He's God down in my soul. I know God is God, and God won't ever change. I know God is God, and He always will be God. He's God with the lightning flashes.
He's God with the thunder roll. He's God in heaven. He's God down in my soul. Oh, God is God, and God will never change. No, God is God. He always will be God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. All right. We're going to do this, I guess, in conclusion. Thank you, Lord. We're talking about the very elect.
Yeah. Praise the Lord.
Who is the very elect?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
According to technically or letter, Jesus Christ.
Yes.
But all that are in Him.
Yes, Lord.
Misunderstand that.
Thank you.
We are partakers.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. To say it another way, there's no one among us here that can say, I'm the very elect, y'all better listen to me.
Amen.
It's been said that way, but it's not true.
Right.
Yeah, Jesus Christ is the very elect,
amen.
And we in Him are
yes,
the...
Lord.
We're the ones that can't be deceived.
Amen.
Not just one member of the body,
amen.
The whole body.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But if it were possible, and the only reason it's not possible is by the word of God. So we ought to draw nigh to Him. We ought to, tune up our ears. Huh? Hallelujah. Because much deception. Hallelujah. The devil is a liar. Absolutely. How about the Lord's day? The scriptures does not any way intimate, state, proclaim that the first day of the week is the Lord's day. It speaks of the Lord's day, but not as the first day of the week. It does talk about the first day of the week, not as the Lord's day. No, the scriptures say that God made the Sabbath day. You see how they just completely turned it around? Everybody hear me? I mean, from one diametrically, first and last, or as far as the east is from the west. You know how many believe that Sunday, the first day of the week, is the Lord's day? Huh? Even some that listen to the broadcast. They say they listen, but they don't. You hear me talking like this? Sunday, the first day of the week, is not the Lord's day. The Lord's day is the coming of the Lord. That's the Lord's day. Yeah, it is the Lord's day. I read it when the prophets are talking about the day of the Lord. Well, the day of the Lord and the Lord's day, no, they're the same. See what I mean? They are the same. The day of the Lord is the Lord's day. Of course, I heard one caller said, well, you know, you always talking about this end of the world stuff. That's not going to happen. Well, he's just a heathen. Everybody understand? Yeah, hang around, you'll see. It'll be too late, though. You understand what I'm saying? This is not going to go on. No. No, no, no. Yeah, we're going to enter into the rest. Into the Sabbath. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But how easily, you know, and what would you say? Subtly these lies are put in. Listen to them. You listen to the broadcast. You hear Brother Steer tell you that there's only one church and that they're not Baptists or any other name. You hear him say that these holidays like Christmas, Easter, Halloween are pagan. Huh? And the whole world mostly believe that Christmas is Christian. Really? How about you? And you talk to them about Passover, they say, what's that? Huh? Well, what's Passover? And Easter, they hold to. They listen to Brother Sarah. See how they listen? So we should be careful how we hear. Take heed how you hear. Thank you, Lord. Oh, help me, Jesus. But they talk about pre-trib rapture. I mean, in such a way that Jesus Christ is going to come down here secretly, and he's going to take away all the saints. And then he's going to leave all the bad people. And they're going to take the mark of the beast. Of course, there are going to be some that don't take the mark. How are they going to do that without the Spirit? You tell me. Somebody tell me. Huh? Praise the Lord. Tribulation is for the saints. Hallelujah. You mean you understand about Jesus and you don't know that his life was tribulation? And in his tribulation, he said, for this cause, for this reason came I into the world. Huh? Ought not Christ to have suffered? Hmm? And to enter into his glory? Well, how are saints going to enter into their glory? Well, that's what you say. We can't do it with a pre-trip. Huh? No. Praise the Lord, saints. Oh, thank you, Lord. So consequently, since they received the delusion about pre-trip rapture, they don't prepare themselves. They don't prepare themselves. Hallelujah. And here we are. We know there's not one. We ought to prepare ourselves. It'd be shameful for us to say, oh, I don't believe in the pre-trib, but don't prepare. You're the same difference. You know, for y'all to show up here and act like you don't want to be with the saints, that's your pre-trib rapture. Absolutely. Absolutely. We're here waiting on Jesus. Huh? We're here to abide in the fellowship, to have fervent love one toward another, to be like-minded. Huh? Yes. Praise the Lord. We're here to serve one another. And in so doing, we fulfill the law of Christ. Wash one another's feet. Lay down our lives for the brethren. We pass from death unto life because we love the brethren. By this will all men know you're my disciples. Y'all aren't watching the clock, are you? If you have love one to another, you love me, Dorothy? Gonna hold you to it. I hold all y'all to that. You say you love the Lord Jesus Christ, then I'm going to treat you like you love me. Now the rest is on you. All right? Y'all love Jesus? Then you love me. Hallelujah. If you don't, then you don't love Jesus. Y'all love Jesus? That's because he loved you. Hallelujah. Huh? Am I going too long? Okay, good. I'm about to end though. But it is good to see some open faces. What an encouragement. Huh? Praise the Lord. I mean, it's only right. Absolutely. I mean, God's given us his best, and we're so undeserving. Absolutely. Huh? We haven't earned anything. No. No. Praise the Lord. So let me do it so we can get on. Oh, thank you, Lord. Ain't God good? Ain't God good? He gives us so many blessings undeserving. That's what we are. We ought to thank him, love and praise him. A little more today and a whole lot more tomorrow. Ain't God good? He gives us so many blessings undeserving. That's what we are. We ought to thank him, love and praise him. A little more today and a whole lot more tomorrow. Thank God good. He gives us so many blessings undeserving. That's what we are. We ought to thank him, love and praise him. Live more today and a whole lot more tomorrow. Praise the Lord, Brother James. Okay, now Philip was of Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip findeth Nathanael and saith unto him, we have found him. We have found him. Listen, we have found him of whom Moses in the law and prophets did write. Jesus of Nazareth. Huh? What news this is? He said, hey, man, we found him. You know, one the prophets wrote about? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Nathanael said, can any good thing come out of Nazareth? Philip said unto him, come and see. Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him and saith unto him, behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no guile. Nathanael said unto him, whence knowest thou me? Jesus answered and said unto him, before that Philip called thee, when thou was under the fig tree, I saw thee. Listen to this. Nathanael answered and said unto him, listen to his confession. Listen to his testimony. Rabbi, thou art the Son of God. Thou art the King of Israel. Hallelujah. Huh? Just at that word. Isn't that something? Jesus answered and said unto him, because I said unto thee, I saw thee under the fig tree, believest thou? Thou shalt see greater things than these. He saith unto him, verily, verily, I say unto you, hereafter ye shall see heaven open, and angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. Hallelujah. But you hear how that when he met Jesus and when anybody meet him, they talk like this. Yes, they do. Listen to it. John 7, if a man on the Sabbath day receives circumcision, that the law of Moses should not be broken. Are you angry at me? Hallelujah. The law of Moses say that a child should be circumcised on the eighth day. If it falls on the Sabbath, they still do it. Right. So he said, now if y'all do that so that you don't break the law of Moses, why shouldn't I heal on the Sabbath? Come on. Thank you, Lord. He said, are you angry at me because I made a man every whit whole on the Sabbath day? See? This might be an appearance of evil. No? Well, they thought it evil. Yes, they did. He said, judge not according to appearance. Oh, I see. But judge righteous judgment. So we were speaking about body language. Hallelujah. And it's like everything. To get to the truth of it, you'll have to hear what the Spirit says. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Come on. Mm-hmm. In other words, you'll have to come to the truth about the motive and the intent. Yes, you will. Yes, you will. Yes, you will. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. No? Every man's yay don't mean yay. Every man's hallelujah don't mean hallelujah. Everybody's he is Lord don't mean he is okay then. We'll have to discern by the Spirit. Then said some of them of Jerusalem, is not he whom they seek to kill? But lo, he speaketh boldly, and they say nothing unto him. Do the rulers know indeed that this is the very Christ? See the testimony? Hallelujah. And straightway, after Paul, Saul got converted, he preached Christ in the synagogues. What did he preach? That he is the Son of God. Huh? The ones that the prophet spoke of, that through this man comes a remission of sin. But all that heard him were amazed and said, is not he that destroyed them which called on that name in Jerusalem? And he came hither for that intent, that he might bring them bound unto the chief priests. But Saul increased the more in strength and confounded the Jews that dwelt at Damascus, proving that he is the very Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, and after many days were fulfilled, the Jews took counsel to kill him, the very Christ. But their land of wait was known of Saul, and they watched the gates day and night to kill him. But God delivered him. Paul said, being confident of this very thing, that he which have begun a good work in you will perform it till the day of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Okay, it says here in 1 Thessalonians 5:22, and abstain from all appearance of evil. Again, we need help with that, don't we? Because one man's evil is not another man's evil. Huh? And of course, our evil is not God's evil, is it? Huh? That's why Joshua said, man, if it seem evil to you to serve God, that's some men's evil. Or serving God, that's evil. He wants us to obey them that have the rule over it. And when the preacher preached, we're supposed to believe him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Woo! Thank you, Lord. Oh, God. Abstain from all appearance of evil. It's a righteous statement, righteous law. We just need to know how to perform it. It says here, and the very God of peace. Sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, that your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless until the coming of the Lord. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. Hold to that faith. Don't be moved away. We have to hold to that. We have to fight for this faith. Yes, yes, yes. Huh? In the latter times, some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. But the faithful one called you. The faithful one will do it. The very God of peace. Sanctify you wholly. So let me remind you how those that made that confession, all the ones that he called, they dropped everything they were doing because they believed it like that. They were made a spectacle. Just like me. Just like you. Huh? Now, I don't know. What's the one that wrote the book about the gods and the kings? Austin? Yeah, if she would write about these disciples. She's a good writer. Absolutely. But then she would, as brothers say, embellish how that these disciples left everything. They left their wives. They left their children. They left their vocations. And what they did was follow Jesus. And somehow we just gloss over that. But this is how men come to Jesus. You know, but then this Sunday Sabbath lies come in and how you follow Jesus lies come in. You know, you do it just like the Southerners. You just honor him with your lips. See, y'all know this is prevalent.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. Thank you.
But they forsook all.
Amen.
Because they got the witness,
yes,
this is the very Christ.
Yes.
And see what happened in their lives.
Thank you, Lord.
How they went through all of this. This is a type.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. They had the witness.
Thank you, Lord.
And then they were put to the test.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
They barely passed the test.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
Scarcely. They were not waiting for him at the tomb.
Right.
And when they were told, they said, man, this is an idle tale.
Right.
So they barely passed the test. But God saved them.
Yeah.
Huh? Because he brought them back. He restored them to their original testimony. Thank you. Thank you, Bakia.
Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Huh? And they were bold. Absolutely. See, I know we've been unbelievers and we've been deniers and betrayers and all of that, but the Lord's brought us back.
Hallelujah.
Restore us, O God. I say restore. All right. Thank you, Lord. So it is with us. Wherever you are, you'll have to do it like that. We'll have to come back to our original. Yeah. He is Lord. There's none else, and there's nothing else I need to do but follow him.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Brother Timothy, would you pray for us today?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Well, hearing this, Heavenly Father, I'll read this scripture. Let us, therefore, fear, lest the promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. So let us labor, therefore, to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. Well, Heavenly Father, again, oh, Lord, I believe we should just receive instructions in all these things, Lord, as we look at things happening, and often, in the world, you let things be magnified so that we can examine ourselves, see how it affects us, and we certainly want to hear the word and do it, Lord, so we receive this word with meekness, lest we deceive ourselves. And we've been told that that's the greatest way to do it. And so we thank you, Lord, your determination to save us. And I pray, Father, it seems like we're barely being saved. We're holding to your promise, Lord, and believing that you have begun this good work, and even now it's being done. And thank you for stirring up our pure minds by way of remembrance. And with the feast days, it gives us a great opportunity to focus more on you, Lord. And I pray, like anything, Lord, we take full advantage of it and not neglect our opportunities, time you've given us, and so precious. And let this be in word and deed, Lord, not just, a lovely story rhetoric or going through the motion. And we've done some of that, Lord. So deliver us from any hypocrisy or pretense and or worship and prayer, Lord. Help us. Perfect the things concern us, oh God. I know I'm undone. I cried almost every day, woe is me, Lord, I'm undone. But with that, I also rejoice because my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And so I believe, oh God, that we are your people and you're going to save us. And so bless your servant, Pastor Rice. He labors faithfully, minister every day. And so as we would work the works of God, believe on him whom you sent, even him and every brother, every sister. So thank you, Lord, again for making us your choice and your keeping power, Lord. We haven't kept ourselves, and we thank that you have us still in the patient waiting for your soon return. The prophet sent to let us know you're coming a lifetime. And help us, oh God, when the broadcast is going forth, that we actually pay attention, listen, Lord. And I hear things all the time that I believe like I've never heard before. And so important. So help us, O God, to hear what the Spirit is speaking to us even this day. And bless those listening well. And gather your people, Lord. Make us ready. Make us one. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, brother. Thank you for praying for us. Now, I came here to be with the saints. So it's my endeavor, hallelujah, to have sweet fellowship with all of you all. Now, maybe that's not why you came, but that's why I came. So that's, I'm going to deal with you like that. Yeah. Hallelujah. If God didn't want us to have fellowship with him, he wouldn't have made a way for us to do it. Y'all understand, we didn't decide we're going to fellowship with you, God. It's God's own love and kindness and mercy and compassion that we can fellowship with him. But to fellowship with him, we must receive his love into our heart. And that love will tell us that fellowship with him is fellowship with Bekiah. It's God's love that say that. The devil says something else. God's love say, fellowship with me is fellowship with Charles. This, yeah, I'm telling y'all about the love of God. Anything else is counterfeit. Y'all hear me? Hallelujah. And the Lord desires to have fellowship with us. But as much as we have not fellowship with one another, it's because we love ourselves and we don't love God. God's love say you bear long, suffer long, love for my sake. You take this love I gave you and you love Sharon. I know all about her, but you love her because I love you the same way. And when we have trouble loving folk, then we just don't receive the love of God. We would like to say it differently, but God in his wisdom and truth, this is how it is. You know that. As we love one another, that's how we love God. As we have fellowship with one another, that's how we have fellowship with God. Now, I know we say, well, God's not like Pastor Rice. He's wretched. Well, God's not wretched. You understand? Well, since he's good, he say, now you treat Pastor Rice just like you treat me. Now, he said that, not me. That's not my commandment. No, it's not. I speak it because I speak for God. God is the one say, you love your neighbor as I have loved. I didn't say that. I do proclaim it. I bear witness. And if we believe it, we do it. When we don't, we deceive ourselves. When we find some reason not to love, some reason not to forgive, this is not the love of God. It's not the grace of God. The world, yeah, they love them that love them. Right. If you were the world, they love you. But they don't. That's because he's called you out of the world. Maranatha, saints. The Lord is good.